Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 3:04 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Got a new friend on the show with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Someone I've met. I know him a little bit, but I know his organization, too. But he's first time on the show, so he's our latest victim. Nick Rennie is here. Nick is Chief Revenue Officer of a company called Sialytics, which is helping people, which is just taking the sales training world by storm with their outstanding online program. We'll get him to talk about that in just a little bit. Nick Rennie, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much, and thank you for the invite.
It's good to have you here, because you're going to, for the main reason it's good to have you here is because you're going to talk about something that I, one of my favorite things to talk about. As you know, Nick, someone told me a long time ago, and I'm sure you subscribe to this maxim, and that's that nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. You know, all the people in every organization, whatever they do, they don't have a job until somebody gets a customer to say, "I'll take it," and then pays the money. Until that happens, accountants can't account, and managers can't manage, and leaders can't lead, and the world doesn't go round. And so this is why anything you and I can do to help salespeople get better at solving customers' problems and serving them, anything you and I can do is a major lever to help the world go around, isn't it?
Well, you're absolutely right, and we've been saying it a little bit differently, and that is that nothing happens until somebody sells something. Same thing, just a couple different words.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's kind of a funny thing when you think about it. You and I were talking about cold call reluctance, or actually, you call it call reluctance, and I've actually developed some material on what I call cold call reluctance. Same thing. But
for the difference, maybe it's a good idea since you brought that up. The reason for the difference is you can have an appointment which is not cold calling and still have call reluctance. I mean, you know, anything, any emotion that you have that makes you talk yourself out of being effective. Yeah, they gave me the appointment, but they don't really want what I want. They're not going to buy what I want. They're going to just say no, like all the other people have. Anything that's inside your head that's holding you back is a form of call reluctance, isn't it?
It is. You're absolutely right. And you know, I was thinking about this before I jumped on the call with you today, and that is that, you know, what makes the difference between really super successful people and the rest is overcoming these kinds of issues. We know the right thing to do, but we don't necessarily execute on that. We procrastinate, delegate, we do all kinds of things to keep ourselves from getting into a situation that we may be slightly uncomfortable with.
Right. And the thing that I like to remind people about, Nick, is you're sitting there thinking all the things that you just said. And you need to look around and say, okay, has the customer told me that? My company, my boss has trained me and given me a vehicle, and I've got tools here. I've got products. I've got schedules. I've got pricing. I've got strategy. I've they're helping me develop my prospects here. That's all there. The customer hasn't said no yet. Who's the problem here? Where's the problem? Well, you got to look in the mirror, don't you?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And once things get going in the process of a sale, you know, the other funny thing that we do as humans, another form of reluctance, we start negotiating with ourselves. They won't pay this much. I don't think they're going to pay. I think we better lower the price, or I think we better change the service, or I think, you know, we start negotiating with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's our own temporary insecurity on that particular topic, but we do it all the time, don't we?
Well, yes, and what I used to tell myself when I, and of course, I everything that I'm talking to people about not doing, I've done, and I've had to get myself out of it. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to say I'm a small business owner. I'm still selling. Sometimes I have to do it. Even now, I have to say, okay, dude, you know better than this. And then, so the one thing I tell myself is that decision is way above your pay grade. You don't get to make that decision for the customer. What do you think?
Yeah, I read that actually in one of your posts. I thought that was actually quite funny. I'm thinking, let me read a few more sentences beyond that. And of course, you know, you're absolutely right.
Hey, Nick, hold that thought. I need your website, please.
Here.
What is your website, Nick?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Stylytics, Stylytics.com.
Stylytics.com. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.